Very good morning in the wonderful and blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们早，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
I thank God for giving me this privilege to bring His word to you on this wonderful occasion of the 36th anniversary of your church.
感谢神赐给我这个机会，能够在这36周年庆来与大家传讲神的信息。
And so for your church's anniversary this morning, I would like to focus your thoughts on your church motto.
今天呢，早上我们要思想的是教会有的这个主题，还有这个注重点。
Holding forth the word of life.
是谨守生命之道。
And this motto is actually taken from Philippians chapter 2 verse 16.
而这个主题是取自腓立比书第二章十六节。
Now, in order for us to understand what it means to hold forth the word of life, we must look into the context in which this phrase is found.
我们要明白如何来谨守生命之道，我们必须来看这个上下文。
So let me invite you now to turn your Bible to Philippians chapter 2, and we shall read verses 12 to 16.
我们一起来打开我们的圣经，腓立比书第二章第十二到十六节，英文部的弟兄姐妹也会来读。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. May the Lord bless the reading of His holy word.
愿神祝福我们，读他的话语。
Now you'll notice that verse 16comes at the end of a long exhortation, which begins in verse 14.
我们看到这十六节是一个长的这个勉励，这个勉励是从十四节开始。
The main point is actually found in the first three words of verse 14. Do all things.
整个这个中心主题呢是讲到这三个字，就是在十四节说凡所行的。
And what the words all things here refer to is actually found in the two preceding verses, which talk about obeying the Lord.
而这个凡所行呢，是讲到之前所讲的那两段的经文，是讲到顺从。
As verse 12 reads, Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
而在十二节说到，亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺从的。
Paul wanted the Philippians to keep obeying God at all times.
保罗要腓立比教会的基督徒常常的来顺凡事顺从神。
And that's basically what the Christian life is all about, isn't it?
这就是圣经里面所讲到的。
It is all about obeying the Lord.
就是讲到我们顺从神。
It is all about doing God's will rather than doing our own will in every aspect of life.
是在我们生命的每一个部分来遵循神的旨意，不是照我们的意思行。
We obey God at home.
我们在神家中顺从神。
We obey God at school.
我们在学校顺从神。
We obey God in our work.
我们在工作中顺从神。
And even at play.
这是所有的一切。
You see, every true believer will find his greatest delight in doing what God wants him to do.
而一个真的信徒，他会在遵循神的话语是有很大的喜悦。
And that's because he now has the Spirit of God dwelling inside him.
因为他有神的圣灵住在他的心里。
And it is the Holy Spirit in him that will work in him to produce a desire to obey him in every aspect of life.
而这是圣灵在他里面工作，来使他有这个愿望来遵循神在生活的每一部分。
And besides that, the Holy Spirit will also provide all the power that we need in order to do what God wants us to do.
而也是圣灵赐给我们能力来遵循神所要我们行的。
This divine enablement is actually the most essential ingredient for living the Christian life.
而神赐我们力量，这是我们基督徒生活的主要的这个原因。
Now, later on in this service, we'll be having some people who are going to be baptized or to reaffirm their faith.
接下来我们会有一些弟兄姐妹要受洗、转会等等。
And perhaps this will remind you of the day when you were baptized or when you reaffirmed your faith publicly.
而这也提醒了我们当初我们是如何的来受洗，如何的来归入基督。
So why did you do this?
我们为何如此行呢？
You did it out of personal obedience to God's command.
我们如此行是出于我们对神的命令的顺从。
You knew that God commands all his followers to confess their faith in him publicly.
而我们知道神命令他所有的信徒在众人面前来顺从这个命令。
And so evidently your faith in Christ has borne fruits of obedience.
而我们在基督里的信心是因为我们在基督里重生。
And you can thank God for what he has done in your life.
我们感谢主在我们生命中所行的。
But perhaps there may be some others who have accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord a long time ago.
我们当中可也许有先接受耶稣基督为救主和个人的生命的主的许多年了。
But for some reason, you have not yet been baptized.
也许某些缘故，我们还没有受洗。
Or perhaps you are baptized as a child, but you have not yet reaffirmed your faith.
或者我们有接受幼洗，但是却还没有坚信。
Please ask yourself, why have you not yet obeyed God in this matter?
我们问自己，为何不在此来顺从神呢？
Why have you been delaying obeying the Lord when you know clearly what he wants you to do?
为什么我们知道神要我们如此行，却没有如此行呢？
And so if you have no doubts at all that Jesus is your Savior and Lord, then it should surprise you that you have not yet sought for baptism or for reaffirmation of faith.
假如我们没有疑问地知道耶稣基督是我们的主和生命的主、救主，我们应该会感到惊讶，假如我们现在还没有接受洗礼或者接受先信礼。
And so if this is true of you, please examine yourself.To find out why there is no evidence yet that God is working in your life.
所以我们要审查自己，要是真的话，我们就是不是有神在我们心中的动工的凭据呢？
It is time not to delay obeying God's word any longer.
我们也不要再延迟来顺从神了。
Now the same principle also applies to all the rest of us.
同样的原则也应用在我们其余的人身上。
If we are truly saved,then our lives would show evidence of God's working in us.
假如我们真的得救，我们的生命也应该显出神在我们生命中的工作为。
As verse 13 of our text says, For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
因为在第十三节说，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
And it is only as God works in youthat you are able to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
我们只有神在我们心里动工，我们才能够有恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
You can only work out in your life what God works in.
我们只能够因神在我们里面动工，我们才能够在外面有神的显出神的作为。
And this, by the way, is the only way to live our Christian life successfully.
而这就是我们在基督徒的生命中所应当有的这个行为。
We need the Lord to work in us.
我们需要主在我们心中动工。
As our Lord Jesus himself said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
因为耶稣基督说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，若藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们什么都不能做。
So please ask yourself this most important question.
我们要问自己一个重要的问题。
Are you abiding in Christ daily?
我们是否每天的住在基督里呢？
And if you're not abiding in Christ daily, please do everything to have this relationship restored back into your life.
假如我们还没有的话，我们需要想尽办法来使到自己常住在基督里，恢复我们与主的关系。
Because you need his enablement in order to obey him and do all things.
我们需要常住在基督里，有他的能力来遵行他的一切旨意。
And that includes all the things that are mentioned in our text in verses 14 to 16, which we'll now turn our attention to.
这一切所的事呢，就是记载在这个第十四到十四六节，我们现在要看的。
Now, verse 15 begins by saying that ye may be blameless and harmless.
在这个第十五节那里说到，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪。
To be blameless means that your life should be kept above reproach before the world.
就是无可指摘，就是在世人面前是无可指责的。
And this is what we all should aspire to be, since Christ has now become our Savior and Lord.
既然基督成为我们的主和救主，我们应该要有这样的意愿。
There should be nothing in our life that our friends can rightly use to point an accusing finger at us.
而在我们的生命中，一个非信徒不应该有任何的指责在我们的身上。
Now, besides being blameless, we must also be harmless.
除了无可指责，我们也要诚实无伪。
And this means that people should always be confident in our good intentions for everything that we say or do.
而这就是说，人很放心的可以相信我们所有的一切所讲所行的都有良好的动机。
They should not ever have any reason to think that there's some evil intention that they need to be careful of whenever they are with us.
而他们来到我们当中的时候，不应该会有这种抱着怀疑或者是提防的这个态度来到我们面前。
And then the next part of the verse teaches us that all these things are expected of those who are the sons of God.
而这些的要求是要求的，就是的对象是神的儿女。
What a great and wonderful privilege all of us have of being God's children by His mercy and grace.
这是何等的大的这个机会，我们能够称为在这借着神的恩慈和怜悯，我们得称为神的儿女。
But being God's children means that our lives should now be displaying the inward characteristics of God's children.
而我们的生命呢，也应该不会有与神儿女的这个生命相反。
And so there should be nothing in our character that would contradict our status as the sons of God.
而我们的生命呢，应该不会与神的这个儿女的生命有所冲突。
And that is the meaning of the words without rebuke in verse 15.
而这就是所讲的无可指摘。
Now perhaps by now you may be thinking that all these expectations are just too great for us to meet.
或者我们在想，这些期望对我们来说太高了。
How can we ever fulfill all these expectations?
我们如何来达到这些期望呢？
Don't we sometimes fall when we are tempted?
我们难道不会在受试探的时候跌倒吗？
Yes, we do.
是的，我们会。
Don't we all make mistakes?
我们是否会犯错误呢？
Yes, we certainly do.
是的，我们也会犯错误。
But we must not allow these occasional mistakes to discourage us from pursuing our goal.
我们不需要容许这些偶然发生的这些错误使到我们对我们的目标停滞不前。
And we must commit ourselves to press on.
我们必须来向前行。
And as God continues to work in us, then we will fall less and less.
正如神继续的在我们心中动工，使我们越来越少的来跌倒。
And with God's help working in us, we should constantly strive to become all that the scripture says here.
正如神这样的来帮助我们，使我们能够达到圣经里面这段经文所说的。
To be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke.
就是成为无可指摘，诚实无伪，成为神的儿女。
And you know there's really a good reason why there are such high expectations.
为什么要有这个高的期望呢？是有好的原因的。
You see, as we fulfill these things, others will be able to see Christ in us, and then they will be saved through Christ.
而当我们有这些好的这个生命的时候，别人就会看见有耶稣基督在我们里面，他们就会来信靠耶稣。
So why should we be blameless and harmless?
为什么我们要无可指摘，诚实无伪呢？
It's because Christ himself was blameless and harmless.
因为耶稣基督也是无可指摘，诚实无伪的。
And why should we bear the likeness of God's sons?
为什么我们要有神的儿子的样式呢？
Because Christ himself is God's only begotten Son.
因为基督就是神的独一的儿子。
You see, the ultimate aim of Christian living is to exhibit Christ to the world.
而基督徒最终的这个目标就是要向世人显示基督活在我们生命中。
And that's exactly what it means to hold forth the word of life.
这就是谨守生命的之道的意义，就是将基督显明出来。
You see, holding forth the word of life is not merely holding forth the written word of God like this.
谨守生命的道不是只是拿着这个神的话语而已。
More importantly, it is holding forth the living word, which is Christ.
更重要的就是我们持守那位活的生命的道，就是耶稣基督。
Well, I think many of us here would know that Christ is also called the Word.
我们也许多人也知道基督就是道。
In fact, this is one of the most profound names that is given to him in the Bible.
而这就是很深的意义在这个使徒约翰的福音书里面说到。
John's Gospel begins by saying, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
在这个约翰福音一章一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
John's first epistle also begins in a similar manner.
这个约翰一书也是这样的开始。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life.
就是论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所看见所听见所看见亲手看过亲眼看过亲手摸过的。
And so Christ is the word of life that we are to hold forth.
因为耶稣基督就是那位生命之道，我们要来谨守的。
We are to exhibit Christ fully by our life and by our words so that he may then draw all men unto himself.
我们要把基督生命之道完全的借着我们所讲所行的来向世人显明出来。
And the action that is implied by the words holding forth is that of presenting Christ and even offering Christ to all men.
而这个谨守呢，也包含了就是向世显明基督，向世人显明。
Now we do well to tell people about the good news of salvation through Christ.
我们对别人来传讲福音是能够做得很好。
And we do well to study the scriptures diligently.
我们来研究圣经，我们做得很好。
And to interpret the scriptures correctly.
我们能够很好的来解释圣经。
And even to expound the scriptures systematically.
我们也很能够有系统的来解释圣经。
But doing all this is still not enough to hold forth the word of life.
但是仅此还不足以显明生命之道。
We also need to present Christ fully by having our lives conform to the glorious image of Christ.
我们必须来将基督完全的显明出来，在我们的生命中完全的来顺从那位荣耀基督的形象。
All his virtues and characteristics should be found in us.
他所有的一切的属性和道德的基督应该在我们的生命中。
Including his love.
包含了他的爱。
His faith.
他的信实。
His righteousness.
他的公义。
His goodness.
他的良善。
His meekness.
他的谦卑。
And his compassion.
还有他的怜悯。
So let this be our aim in life.
愿这一切就是我们生命的目标。
Do you know what is the best compliment that any Christian can ever receive?
你知道一个人基督徒从别人所得到最好的称赞是什么呢？
I can see Jesus in you.
就是我见你有耶稣。
That's the best compliment you can ever hope to receive as a Christian.
这就是在圣经里面我们所看到人对我们最大的这个称赞。
And if somebody tells you that, it means that you have fulfilled what God expects.
假如人这样对你说，就是说你已经达到神所对你的期望。
It means that you have exhibited Christ in your life.
就是说你在生命中有彰显基督。
It means that you have held forth the word of life.
就是说你已经谨守了生命之道。
But if nobody can see even the slightest resemblance of Christ in your life, then you ought to be very concerned about yourself.
假如人没有在我们生命中看到任何耶稣基督的属性在我们的生命里面，我们就要来关注了。
Because it means that you are not what you ought to be.
就是说，我们没有照我们应该所有的来生活出来。
And it also means that you are not shining as a light of the world.
也就是表示我们没有在世界中来发光。
You see, this is the role that Jesus wants you to fulfill in this world.
而这就是耶稣基督要我们在这世界里面所完成的。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, Jesus had said, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
耶稣基督说，你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照亮在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Now in your church bulletin today, you will read some testimonies of those who are going to be baptized or who will reaffirm their faith.
在我们今天的周报上面，我们看见这些要受洗或者转会的见证。
And what you'll often find when you read such testimonies is that what encouraged the person to come and know Christ was a Christian friend or family member who had told him about the gospel.
我们会感到鼓励的，就是看到基督徒他们信主的，就是因为他们有基督徒的朋友来鼓励，来让他们相信。
And then he saw something different in this person's life that led him to consider seriously the claims of Christ.
而他就看见这个基督，他因为看见这个基督徒的生命的不同，所以他就来思想到福音。
And eventually, that led him to become a Christian.
而这就最后带领他来成为基督徒。
It was the light that was shining brightly in his friend's life that had guided him to find salvation.
这也就是这个他这个基督徒的朋友，他有这个基督的光照他的心里，使到这个我们当中的弟兄姐妹也能够来信靠主。
So dearly beloved, let us all resolve to be shining Christians.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们立志来成为发光的基督徒。
You need to shine because the world needs your light. It is a world that is filled with darkness.
我们需要来发光，因为这个世界充满了黑暗。
It is described in our text here as a crooked and perverse nation.
就是在我们的经文里面所形容的这弯曲悖谬的世代。
And this means that we're not talking here about a physical darkness, but a spiritual and moral darkness.
我们不是讲到这个外面的这种黑暗，乃是讲到属灵和内在的这个道德的黑暗。
Now let me give you some indications of how dark this world's darkness is.
让我们给你看到世界的一些指标是如何的黑暗。
Every year, 56 million unborn babies are killed through abortion.
每一年都有5600万还没有出生的这个婴孩呢被杀，接着堕胎。
And that actually accounts for 1/4 of all pregnancies.
就是所有的这个怀孕的里面有大概1/4被堕胎。
Marriage is clearly on the decline today.
这个结婚呢在下降。
The global divorce rate has risen more than 250% since 1960.
而这个全世界这个离婚率呢上升了，自从1960年呢已经上升了250个百分点。
And many couples are now opting to cohabit rather than get married.
许多的这个情侣呢，他们选择同居而不选择结婚。
The gambling industry has grown tremendously.
而这个赌博的这个事业呢，也在增长。
Global gambling revenues have doubled within the last 17 years.
而这个全球的这个赌博的盈利呢，它是在过去17年的这个两倍。
And so moral values are crumbling steadily, so that now the rule is anything goes.
而今天这个道德价值已经败坏了。
Just think of the sexually promiscuous lifestyle that many people in Singapore are indulging today.
而今天很多人在堕落在这个性滥交的这个情况。
Think of the trend of legalizing same-sex marriage in many countries today.
而也他们也要使这个同性的婚姻合法化在许多的国家里面。
Think of the increasing immorality and permissiveness in the media.
而在这个传媒里面也渲染了这个赞同。
Just like this film festival that was held last year in Great World City and Vivo City.
正如这个电影节在去年在大世界还有另外一个怡丰城来举行。
And all this is being done in the name of freedom of expression.
这些所做的呢是在这个奉这个自由的表达的这个名下。
I think we can all see the indications that the world is becoming very politically correct but morally corrupt.
我们现在看在世界呢，他们是在法律上是正确，但是在道德却是败坏。
This world is now more than ever before a crooked and perverse nation.
现在这个世代呢，乃是弯曲悖谬的世代。
And so the need is very, very urgent.
而这个需要是非常的紧急急迫的。
Verse 15 and 16 tells us that we ought to shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life.
而在十五、十六节告诉我们要向世人发明在显在这世中代中好像明光照耀。
And is that what we are doing right now?
这是否是我们现在所行的呢？
Or are we making Christ more obscure to the world by the way that we live?
或者我们的生活使到我们的生命呢在世界中没有发光呢，没有让基督发光呢？
Does our manner of life in any way contradict the gospel message that God wants us to bring to this world?
我们的生活是否与圣经所对我们要求的福音信息相反呢？
You see, sadly, this has been a problem of Christians in every age.
这是很悲伤的，在这是基督徒的生命中呢，在每个世代都是如此。
Instead of shining brightly as lights and holding forth the word of life, things are being done which actually hinder our testimony for Christ.
而我们没有这样发光、明光照耀来显明生命的道，但是呢，我们却是拦阻了这个生命的道。
And such things were even happening at the time that Paul wrote this epistle to the Philippians.
而在保罗写信给腓立比教会的时候也是如此发生。
Verse 14 reveals the problem in the Philippian church.
十四节讲到这个腓立比教会的问题。
He wrote, Do all things without murmurings and disputings.
就是说凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
Apparently this was going on among the church members.
而在这当时的教会，这正是在发生中。
Disagreements had caused them to murmur against one another.
这样的不协调在会友中间来发生，使他们发怨言。
And even to engage in heated arguments one with another.
而也成为了激烈的彼此的争论。
And this can also be seen earlier in the same chapter of Philippians.
我们也可以看到同一章的这个早一些的经文里面讲到。
Paul had to write to them, Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
就是在第三节说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只是要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And this shows us that there was self-centered pride and conceit among some of the church members in Philippi.
而就是表示其中的一些会友，他们有自我中心的这个骄傲。
And all this had created a spirit of disunity within the church.
而这就在教会里面产生这个分裂
In fact, Paul named two members who were causing disunity in the church.
而保罗也提名讲到这两个会友导致这个不和。
Their names are found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 2, Euodias and Syntyche.
这两个会友的名字是在腓立比书四章二节说，有阿爹和寻都基。
And here in chapter 4, verse 2, he pleaded with them to settle their personal differences so that they may be of the same mind in the Lord.
而保罗就是要他们呢来解决这样的这个争论，使他们在主里面有同样的心思意念。
Now the Philippian church was not the only church that had such problems like this.
而腓立比教会不是唯一有这样的问题的教会。
Every church in every age, even those that have been most foremost in promoting the gospel, have had their Euodiases and Syntykes.
每个世代每个教会在任何时候都会有阿爹和寻都基在当中不和。
But God expects them to settle such problems so that the church's testimony before the world would not be damaged.
而保罗劝勉他们要解决这个问题，所以使到他们在世界的见证不受影响。
As verse 14 says, God expects us to do all things without murmurings and disputings.
所以十四节说，凡所行的不要发怨言起争论。
And this means that all things should be done with brotherly love.
所以这小事说一切所行的是以弟兄的爱。
All things should be done with a willingness to forgive and to forbear with one another.
一切所行的都是愿意来饶恕愿意来包容。
And we must have mutual care and concern for one another.
必须要有这个关心还有关切对彼此的关注关怀。
And so I pray that everyone in this church will resolve to work together towards this.
让我们在主里面彼此的同心一起的来同工。
How blessed it will be when anyone who comes here can immediately sense the love of Christ existing in your midst.
这是何等的祝福，只要任何人到我们当中能够感受到基督的爱在我们当中。
So that he will long to know how he too can experience that love of Christ in his own life.
所以他也会很快的知道他能够经历基督在他自己生命中的爱。
In that way, you will be fulfilling your calling as a church to keep holding forth the word of life to the world.
因此我们可以来完成受这个教会的一个呼召，来谨守生命之道，向这个世界显明基督。
And so as we conclude this message, I'd like you to consider what you should do in response to it.
当我们来总结这个信息的时候，我愿意大家来思想我们要如何来行。
You have seen that God wants you to shine as lights, holding forth the word of life to a lost and dying world.
我们已经看见神要我们来发光，来谨守生命的道，向这灭亡的世代来见证。
And the only way that you can do this is by making Jesus known through the words that you speak and through the life that you live before others.
我们能够如此行是借着我们对别人的传讲基督的话语，并且借着我们活的生命在人前的生命来显明基督。
And so, as we all give thanks to God today for the 36 years that he has given to New Life Church, will you now commit yourself to do much more than ever before to hold forth the word of Christ? Hold forth Christ, who is the word of life.
我们感谢神在过去36年的保守与带领，我们是否愿意将自己立志来为神在来临的来为神做的更多，来谨守生命的道呢？就是耶稣基督。
Because people everywhere need to see him. He is their only hope of salvation.
因为世人都需要来认识基督，因为他就是基督，就是他们唯一的盼望。
And the only way that they can see Christ is when we are holding him forth in all his glory, his loveliness and perfection by our life and by our words.
我们唯一能够做到让世人看见耶稣基督，就是我们借着我们的生命，借着我们的言语来显明耶稣基督在他的一切的完美，他的一切的慈爱，还有在他一切的荣耀中。
May the Lord help us today to do all these things well.
愿神求神帮助我们来完成这一切，为着他的荣耀。
Let us now spend a moment of silence to pray quietly to ask the Lord to help us to commit ourselves to do things before I close in prayer.
让我们花一段时间默祷来跟向神祷告，那我之后呢就会做一个结束的祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲的天父，
how we thank you for the word of life that is given to us.
我们何等感谢你所赐的生命之道。
Thank you, Lord, that Christ has made such a great difference in us.
我们感谢主，已经将基督赐给我们有着生命的不同。
And now we pray that you grant us the grace to hold him forth to the world.
求主你赐给我们恩典，能够为此向世人显明基督。
We pray that our loved ones and friends may be able to see Christ in us.
求主你帮助我们的所亲爱的亲人和朋友能够有看见我们有耶稣基督。
So that they may be drawn to him and desire to be saved through Christ.
使他们能够被吸引到基督面前，也被基督所拯救。
And so help us, O Lord, as a church, to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
求主你继续帮助我们坚固不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工。
Knowing that all that we do is not in vain in the Lord.
因为知道我们在主里面的劳苦不是徒然的。
And we pray that as a church we may continue to shine forth the light of the gospel so that the whole world may be able to see Christ.
求主你帮助我们教会能够在世界面前如光发出，使人看见基督。
And as the Lord's coming draws nearer, help us, O Lord, to be more urgent in shining this light into this dark world so that more people may be saved.
正如耶稣基督快要再来，求主你帮助我们在这黑暗的时代里面继续发光，使世人能够来的信靠基督。
Help us, O Lord, for we ask all these things in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们求主帮助我们，我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
阿门。